service at this time. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. The number you dialed is not in service at this time. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. The number you dialed is not in service.
Well, there's a number that's in service, 827, but that number clearly is not the current time. The current time is 1930 UTC, and this, my friends, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. It's 1930 once again. And your little toadster, that's me, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, is sitting here drinking some tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, what are we drinking today? Today we're drinking the Da Hong Pao. Because it's delicious. It's so good. It's not even funny. Other things that are not funny, not in the least bit, include but are not limited to the Numbers Lady. So let's ask our favorite Numbers Lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Numbers Lady. Thanks for giving us some real tasty numbers today. Because numbers are important, just like pouring tea into a cup is important. It is numbers that make the world go round. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, Tobe, but it's money that makes the world go round. Well, yeah, but money is just numbers. And it's nothing but numbers. You know, we're not on a gold standard anymore. Money isn't anything but numbers. And of course, there's some cynics out there saying, you're wrong. And then there's the romanticists out there saying, no, Tobe, it's love. Love. Love makes the world go round. Love does not make the world go round. Love only serves to drive the florist industry. Just think about it. Why do florists exist? Why do we have florists? A florist is a person who sells flowers. You know, flowers, the things that you can just go out and get for free because they grow everywhere. It's like people who sell trees or leaves, people who sell plants in general. You know, it's not like a farmer. You know, we need farmers because we need corn. But we don't just need a little bit of corn. We need a hell of a lot of corn. So we need a hell of a lot of farmers with big-ass tracts of land growing many, many bushels of corn. Yes, I said bushels. I know what a bushel is because I live in Nebraska, and we are very concerned with corn here in Nebraska. I myself am very concerned with tea. Oh, that's so good. Okay, do you hear that? I can hear little Yangy Yips. I can hear little Yangy Yip business. So we better go see what the cat's doing. Which means we gotta pick up a bunch of stuff here. And we need to walk out this door and see what's going on with kitty business kitties. Hi, business kitty. What are you doing out here today? Business kitty says nothing and she goes straight up the stairs. Oh, what does this mean? Does this mean I need to get some water for a baby? Yeah, that's probably what it means because somebody has turned around to make sure that we're following her. Huh? Yes, I'm following you. Well, I'm going up the stairs. Where are you going? Okay, so I'm following my cat. I'm 1 meter behind. I'm walking around into the dining room and we're looping around. Are we going to go into the kitchen? Yep, we're heading into the kitchen. Going the long way, of course. And now we're going to walk over here and stand by the kitty water cup? Is this what's happening? Do you want some kitty water? Are you not going to talk because you have sensed the presence of the magic microphone?
You gotta say something. You want some kitty water? Do you want some kitty water?
I don't think we're going to get any talking out of the cat today, so I'm going to pick up the kitty water cup, fill it up with some delicious kitty water, so full that only surface tension is holding the water.
Yes, here's some kitty water for you. You want it? Okay, you can have it. It's so delicious.
Okay, and now we don't have thirsty kitties anymore. Oh, we're going to drink some kitty water as I go back downstairs here. Doot, do doot, do doot, do doot. And she's probably going to be right behind us. All right, so I wonder if I should start getting the kitty business pit ready. Oh, Pippa is such a baby. We have so many babies around here, including but not limited to...
This drop, baby.
That's right. Kick it. Oh. Oh, I got a beat. Oh, I got a beat today. It's some kind of low-rent 8-bit wackiness beat. What the hell is going on here? It's absolutely ridiculous. And guess who shows up? It's not Bass Drop Baby, it's Fluffy Butt Baby. Hi, did you drink some nice yummy water?
You like that yummy water? It was so good.
Yeah, you like yummy kitty water. It's so delicious. And she walks off. She looks like she's walking into the bathroom. Is she gonna do some kitty poops or just gonna have a snack? I think she's just having a snack. Okay, somebody kill that beat. Thank you. Oh, I had a scary night last night. Or at least I had a scary, I don't know, how long was it? An hour and a half? Oh, it's so dumb. Oh, right, so shortly before midnight, my cat was acting weird, and I was thinking, why were you acting so weird, Peppa? Then I heard weird sounds, and I realized, oh, we're getting a real nice straight line wind, probably 50 or 60 mile an hour, very bad laminar shear wind. Hi, baby. Oh, Peppa's back. Hi, how are you? You're a good baby. And it makes a really strange noise. It's kind of odd and frightening. I thought, oh, okay, so big winds are coming, and I know what happens when big wind happens in my neighborhood. Power goes out. So I started powering down certain things, including my computer and stuff, and right as I was logging out and doing stuff, ba-doom, there goes my power. And I just sat there. I was angry, and I was all kinds of terrible emotions running through me. Because when I have no electricity, I can't do anything. I can't do anything as it is, but when there's no electricity, things just get worse. Then it's just a disaster area in the dark, because everything I have and everything I need runs on electricity. Goddamn, I love electricity so much. Electricity is my one true God, and I am its prophet. I love the God of electricity. And so I was sitting there in the dark in front of my computer, next to my phone, which makes the most god-awful noises when the power goes out, because, you know, there's relays and stuff in there. And like, oh my God, it sounds like a Panic in the Stepper office. And so I sat there for a while in the pitch dark, trying to get my eyes adjusted, trying to remember where I put the flashlights, and hopefully the flashlights are still there. Trying to think if I have any candles, you know, doing all that stupid kind of stuff. And then the God of electricity smiled on me and the power came back on again, which was a super pain in the ass, because then I got to deal with all the equipment that, you know, automatically turns itself on. So I gotta turn everything else off. Then I gotta go around and set all the clocks. And then what else? Oh yeah, this is the worst part ever. Then I have to get my cable modem and my Wi-Fi router working again. And these two things, they do not like to work in concert. They do not like to work together. Not at all. And it takes a ridiculous amount of time to get these things back up. Usually more than 3 hours, but last night it seemed to only take about 2 hours and 10 minutes. Oh, it was not good. I was not having any fun at all. And I don't know what to think. I thought I was gonna go absolutely bonkers, smash ass crazy a going b a n a n a s. Go banana na 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 na.
Benina.
Or go Beninana if you're from the Beninana Islands.
Banana.
Kind of like my cat right here. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from the Beninana Islands because I'm baby fluffy pants. Yes, you're so fluffy. Yeah, and then once we got the power back, and once I got everything sort of turned back on, then around like, what time was that? Was that 2 a.m.? Then it started to rain. Then the big thunderstorm came and boom, crash, lots of thunders and lightnings, and Peppa was freaking out, and she did not like all of the thundery action. And that eventually stopped. And I thought, oh, okay, this is great. You know, we'll have a nice cool day tomorrow, meaning today, meaning right now. No, it's sunny, it's a million degrees, and it's 1,000,000% humidity. So I'm sitting here today kind of going, oh God, it's just so terrible. Hi Peppa, what you doing? You're a good baby. Yeah. Oh yeah, and something else. But now that I think about it, I'm looking around. Is Ghost Bear here? I can't find. Do we need to take attendance? Does that mean that this is time for a little bit of Ghost Bear Junior High attendance party just because we have to take attendance just to see if Ghost Bear's here? Fine, let's go out to L.A. just to get Ghost Bear attendance.
From Los Angeles, California, it's Ghost Bear Junior High attendance party.
All right, let's get this going. We're going to have to call attendance for everybody. Let's start with Brenda, and then we'll go to Astronomical Cat. But do we have the funding? We need to fund it.
Okay, Brenda?
Yeah, Brenda's here. And she herself is an excuse for funding. Can I fund it?
Fund it.
All right, I will.
Present! Astronomic Cat!
Astronomical Cat's here.
Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear!
God damn it, where's Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
This is the kind of thing that I gotta put up with. Where's Ghost Bear? Jeez. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, but Tobe, what if Ghost Bear is out looking for Black Forest Ham? Ghost Bear is not looking for Black Forest Ham. Ghost Bear doesn't even know anything about Black Forest Ham. He doesn't know how to make Black Forest Ham. There's a tradition that you have to go by.
A tradition. Black Forest Ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it. To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic,
and bananas.
Banana.
Yeah, rub that ham with your banana.
Banana.
Yeah, you gotta get a Black Forest banana to make a ham.
Banana.
Or a banana, but nobody's keeping track. See, this is the part where I start to think, I wonder if there's any songs about bananas. You know, just curiosity's sake. You gotta wonder. I can't be the only person in the world thinking about this.
Ba 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 banana. Ba 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 banana. Oh. Ba 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 banana.
Ba, 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 Yeah, and maybe a banana has fallen into the river at Lego City. Build the banana copter. Hey! No, that's not going to happen. All right, time for some music, and I think today I need to hear some Hank 3. So let's do Smoke and Wine.
Smoke and a whole lot of wine. Well, I once had this gal. I thought she'd be my bride, but then she had to leave my ass for that other guy. And now I'm drinking, drugging. Smoke and a whole lot of wine. Smoke and a whole lot of wine.
Oh, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hank Williams III with my favorite song of his, Smoke and Wine. Oh, man, I gotta tell you. Yeah, I would like to hang out with Hank III. I think Hank Williams III and I would get along very well. And then we could start a band, and we could make lots of dollars, and we could do dollar stuff. Oh, God. That's probably a terrible idea. Can you... Yeah, no. Tope and Hank Williams III, yeah, these are two forces that should never join up. I mean, the world could potentially explode or something. Let's keep the world a safe place. Let's keep Tobe and Hank Williams III very far away from each other at all times.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Oh, of course we got girlfriend Vietnam. We always keep girlfriend Vietnam very close to our hearts. All right, enough of that. More music time. Band Maiko with Gyeongcho. This is band made, but when they're dressed up as Maiko, you know, the apprentice geishas. So this is band made as band Maiko Gyeongcho.
お越しやすおきによろしおたのもします赤くやんわりともぎおんちょ肌かんざしの彩りは
Moshimasu. I actually do not know what moshimasu means, although I know I probably do. Moshi. Moshi moshi is what you say when you answer the phone to prove that you are not a ghost. That is the truth. When you answer the phone, you say mosh mosh. And that way the person who is calling you knows that they haven't called a ghost, because that's something that can accidentally happen in Japan. I don't understand why, but yeah, you know, you could accidentally call a ghost and that would somehow be problematic. And let's see, masu is what you say when you're trying to be polite. It's keigo. So basically, moshimasu means I am not a ghost in a polite keigo type of manner. And that's your Japanese lesson for today. Oh, wait, no, apparently not. So yeah, there's some messages coming up in Com and on IRC here. People are saying, "Oh, Tobe, oh, make sure you teach us more Japanese. Like, for example, would you please, please tell us how to say important words like banana in Japanese?
Banana-na-na.
It's pronounced banina-na.
Banina-na.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous. Don't we know that already?
Banana-na-na.
Of course we do. I think I need some Clash. What's it gonna be? How about Janie Jones?
Roll, roll, roll.
Gotta have the feedback at the end. Of course. Anyway, where'd that tea get to? It's over here. I gotta pour me some more. Oh, what am I gonna do today? I'm already weird. What to do? Well, we gotta drink some tea. Well, I can't go outside. I have food here, but I don't want to eat it. I want different food. But I don't know what different food I want to eat. Well, obviously I want to eat, you know, tacos. But do I really feel like going to get tacos? Oh, the good news is I could go get tacos if I was so inclined, because my car has been fixed. It was just spark plug again, apparently, supposedly. Oh, we hooked it up to a computer, and the computer said it was a spark plugs, and computers never lie, and garbage in, garbage out. Well, you got to have a car computer for your phone computer, so you can get a banana pay phone, so you can have a pay phone computer.
Banana.
All the way from your banana.
Banana.
That's right. I think what we need to do next is bring back some pay phones. Or is it just me? I love pay phones. We need to start some kind of payphone meme here on the dubious payphone committee. How are we going to go about doing that? But I don't want anybody to think that, you know, we're going to get Maroon 5 on dubious goals committee. That's not happening. But anyway, my God, I need to wrap this up. I really am seriously need to wrap this show up. I got stuff I got to do. I still got 2 minutes. Okay, so we got, let's see, there's about a minute for the outro, which means I got, maybe about 50 seconds left to kill. So without saying anything about bananas, what do you expect me to say? Yeah, okay, well, nothing's coming up next, so I guess I could just do stuff like, you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 banana, right here on Anon banana, or banana. Yeah, you can't have enough banana. And double stereo, triple time. Anyway, my name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here. I got bananas to eat or whatever.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.